Thanks, I'm Norm Macdonald, and now the fake news. Well, it is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California.
Please understand that we will be going a little over, because with us on the phone now is O.J. Simpson. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and one, I want to thank you a lot, because so many of my friends have told me that you've been fair in hosting your show and bringing the points of view from both sides. I want to thank Mr. Calhoun for taking the time out of his life. I know it had to be tough for him, and most of all, I want to thank that man, Mr. Johnny Cochran, for believing from the beginning, listening, and putting his heart and soul on the line to send me home and spend time that I'm spending right now with my kids. As I say all of this, you know, I've been watching your show, and I don't really have a lot to say now. And pretty soon, I'll have enough to say to everybody, and hopefully answer everyone's questions. But
those two men, O.J. Simpson and his lawyer Johnny Cochran, together impacted this nation like few others. And the devastating effects of that impact are being felt today worse than ever. If you want to know where woke insanity began, we're about to see it in real time. Strap yourselves in. We're about to find out how O.J. Simpson really brought wokeness to America. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane during these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, last call to all patriots to register for the amazing virtual Create Your Own Economy event. This is one event our country's in desperate need of, and our good friend and sponsor, Michael Lush, is offering it to Turley Talkers at an amazing price. At this live virtual event, Michael will lead you through his bulletproof financial blueprint to help you become a victor instead of a victim in today's insane economic times. So come on, gang. You got nothing to lose when you join us in this masterclass that'll teach you to take charge of your financial destiny. Now, to get your tickets for this amazing virtual event, just click on that link below or go to turleyeconomy.com and join us Monday, April 15th at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. Just click on that link below to register, and I can't wait to see you there.
We are following breaking news. This just coming into our newsroom. O.J. Simpson, the former football star who was accused of killing his ex-wife and her boyfriend, has died. His family sharing the news on social media. And I'm just going to read the statement here. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. This is the family's statement. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren during this time of transition. His family asking that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Simpson, a Hall of Fame running back and one of the all-time greats, and also a broadcaster and actor before he faced those murder charges in the 90s and became one of the most celebrated and watched murder trials in all of history. Simpson was found not guilty, but was found guilty later in a civil trial that was filed by the families of the victims.
O.J. Simpson is dead, and now the assessment of his radically controversial life has begun. Of course, there are so many things that can be said here, but this channel is ultimately about trends, analyzing national and global trends that define our times to help us stay sane in the midst of an increasingly insane period. And that's what I want to focus on with you today. I think the major takeaway from Simpson's tumultuous and torturous life is that he, more than anyone else, infected our nation with the woke mind virus. Now, a number of commentators are already recognizing this. Conservative commentator Clay Travis tweeted out, quote, O.J. Simpson used the legacy of American racism to escape responsibility for his own double murders of two innocent people. His acquittal was, in many ways, a forerunner of the modern woke identity politics movement, which uses history to escape responsibility for present acts. And he's not the only one. Podcaster Ed Zitron tweeted out, O.J. Simpson has died after a prolonged battle with the woke mind virus. But years ago, back in the late 90s, there was actually an academic study on this, on the way Simpson's defense attorneys, particularly Johnny Cochran, racialized truth. The study was conducted by a professor at Cornell University. He's a professor of science and technology named Michael Lynch. And it highlighted just how powerless evidential truth was when confronted with what the study called experiential truth. So, for example, you all remember, I'm sure, Mark Furman, the L.A. investigator who discovered a second bloody glove at Simpson's home. It was later determined to be the match of the glove found at the murder scene. And, of course, through DNA testing, the blood on the glove found in Simpson's home was determined to have come from both victims. And even though DNA evidence was still relatively new at the time, most legal commentators thought that it was case closed. They thought Simpson was literally caught red-handed. It was like discovering the perpetrator's, you know, fingerprints on the body, victim's body. But, of course, we all know that's not what happened. The Simpson defense team, led by Johnny Cochran, turned the whole case back in on the LAPD. Cochran accused the LA police officers, particularly Furman, of planting rather than discovering evidence in O.J. Simpson's home. Now, what we have to remember is that this trial took place in the shadow of the Rodney King drama, right? He was filmed being beaten by police back in March of 1991. Then you had the acquittal of those police officers and the subsequent riots in 92. And then the second trials, the civil trials of those same police officers, which was a clear violation of double jeopardy, but I digress. But they went on trial again in February of 93. And so the OJ trial in 95 was happening in the shadow of these race-related events. At the very least, that's the way they were presented by the legacy media, as race-related. And so Cochran exploited that, and he turned the whole case back in on LAPD, basically telling the mostly black jury, this is your chance to set things right with this police department that's had such an explicit history of racism and discrimination. And of course, we all know how it ended.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
And obviously, given the racial dynamics that were in play, there was a radically discrepant reaction between whites and blacks to the verdict.
I think it's great. He deserves to go free. They had no evidence on him.
So much evidence to deliberate for as short as they did and come back with a not guilty verdict. I think it shows the jury was pretty irresponsible. And money can buy you justice, exactly.
I think this jury sent a message that the time has come here in Los Angeles and in America that indeed there must be a level playing field for everybody.
And I'm just don't think justice was served. I don't think the jury did their job. I think they knew what they were going to do from the gate. I think it was racist based, and it was racist from the black point of view.
Now, what's so interesting here is that this study that I referenced from Cornell University, it found that what really happened here was that even though the empirical link between OJ and the crime scene was pretty ironclad, the DNA proved that the victim's blood was indeed inside Simpson's house via the glove, that empirical link didn't come close to the experiential link between the primarily black jurists and the supposed racism of the LAPD. That's the key here. The empirical relation between the glove and the murder victims was eclipsed by the experiential relation between the jurists and the racist reputations of the LAPD. And that experiential versus empirical clash is precisely what Simpson's lawyer, Johnny Cochran, exploited in the trial to the shock of the prosecution. They were obviously completely blindsided by that defense. And so what the scholar Michael Lynch observed here was that Cochran successfully relativized all the scientific evidence presented in the form of unequivocal quantitative facts to a far more powerful and influential demographic epistemology centered around the narrative of an ongoing conflict between the black community and the LAPD. It was genius in an evil sort of way on Johnny Cochran's part because it obviously worked. The jury trusted their own racially tinged experience over the evidence. And scholars have noted that that moment was a very real fixed point in our nation's history. If you want to get a sense of where all of this woke insanity that we're experiencing today comes from, there it is. If you want to find a fixed point in history when racial and tribal and ideological allegiances began to trump basic biological facts, there it is. O.J. Simpson's lasting legacy is he effectively racialized truth. And that racialization has morphed into a cultural Marxist identity politics that now sees truth as purely political. And the only truth that's allowed now to be advanced is the truth representative of supposedly oppressed group identities. Objective, factual, scientific truth is dead. And we largely have O.J. Simpson to thank for it.